This is Decoded Datebook for April 2nd. Prior to the advent of steam, farmers across the Great Plains were powered by flesh and blood horsepower. This form of horsepower came with many disadvantages. The average farm was 100 acres. A farmer walked countless miles to plow his fields behind a walking plow and walked even more to plant and cultivate the crops. The animals had to be fed and cared for year-round, even when they weren't working, adding additional expense. Then steam power appeared. Unlike animals, steam engines did not need to be fed when idle. They didn't even get tired, and they could finish the job faster than horses or mules. Steam power, however, had its own drawbacks. The machines needed sufficient fuel and regular maintenance. Accidents were common and could take many forms. Malfunctioning safety features could result in serious injuries. Steam engines operated under high pressure, and explosions could injure both workers and bystanders. On this date in 1924, 15-year-old Peter Hansel opened the steam throttle while trying to start the engine he was working on. When the engine didn't start, he climbed onto the wheel, and the engine jerked suddenly. Peter was thrown against the gears, badly injuring his leg. He was rushed to the hospital and was fortunate to recover. But the accident was not unusual. Farm labor was far more dangerous than most people realize. Steam-powered farm machinery did not have a long lifespan. The beginning of the end came in 1892 with John Froelich's gasoline tractor. In 1907, Henry Ford produced his experimental gas-powered tractor, which he called the automobile plow. While steam-powered machinery was quickly embraced, it was just as quickly replaced by new, faster, and more convenient inventions. Gasoline-powered tractors quickly caught on. They were far more efficient and less dangerous. Steam disappeared from American farms. Today, it can only be found in gatherings of steam engine enthusiasts. But for a time, steam was king, and it helped remake the Great Plains. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.